State volleyball previews are rolling along here on KMA Sports. On the line with me is Lauren Hansen. She is the Regina Catholic Regals volleyball coach to Class 2A tournament going on here. They just got done beating West Burlington. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say that. They just got done beating Sumner Fredericksburg on their way to the state tournament. We'll go over that win here in just a little bit. Coach, let's go over that run there. I did mention West Burlington and Sumner Fredericksburg. Yeah. Feel free to talk about either one of them, but what did you guys do really well there as you guys made your three-game win here onto the quarterfinals?
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I think that against West Burlington, very well coached team there. I thought we executed our game plan perfectly, and we're able to take that momentum into Sumner, who is an extremely talented team. They run a very quick offense, very pin heavy, and we were able to play really gritty defense. And it, as you can see with the score, that was tight. Every single point mattered. But we saw Reese Nave have another incredible night, 34 kills. But I think what really stood out to me that night was just our freshmen stepping up. We had an injury at the very last minute, had to move our freshman to the outside to play six rotations for the first time. And she definitely did not play like a freshman. So Jada Wiltz just was pretty incredible that night. And then kudos to our libero as usual. She was able to pass nails all night to keep us in system.
You mentioned a couple names in there, but let's go ahead and go over them. Who are some names to know? What are some leaders for the Regals out there on the court?
Yeah, I think everyone knows Reese Nave, and I think that's most people's game plan is to try to figure out how to slow her down. She's going to get her kills, but how do you slow her down? And she is our go-to for everything that we do, whether it's in the front row or the back row. And so trying to get her one-on-ones is the most important thing for us, as she's very unstoppable and her arm is heavy and fast. But the cool thing this year about us is what makes us even better than last year in the state tournament is our versatility. Our middles are coming alive right now. Junior Adelie Klein against West Burlington hit 550 with 18 kills. So really cool to see her, which then opened up some more opportunities for others. You're also seeing Ruby Grieving on our right side, senior, huge block. She's going to come up big, I know, against Hinton in the quarterfinals. And then our freshman, Jada Wiltz. Love to see what she's doing right now. And more importantly, Addie Bollier, our libero, she is a Stanford commit, playing Division I volleyball there, and is absolutely just solid. I don't know if she's ever had an off match in her life.
You kind of mentioned Hinton there a bit. Let's go ahead and look forward to them there. They'll be happening on Tuesday. What are just expectations as you look at that one, Coach?
Yeah, so we know that they're super heavy on the outside. Bailey Bovey, their outside is awesome, and we're just going to have to slow her down as much as possible. But I'm going to look to our junior setter, Nora Wilhelm. She is going to be the quarterback of our team, and I think that as she distributes the ball, she is going to be the steady force back there to make sure that we stay on top of things and calling our offense and looking at where we need to distribute the ball to make sure we get the right matchups there with Bailey. So I think we're going to let Bailey get her kills. She's great. But how do we slow her down so that we can stay on top of the game?
And then what do you think is going to be priority number one when you guys see them take on the Hinton Blackhawks?
I think it's just keeping them out of system. We've got to serve aggressively so that they can't run that fast offense to the pin and set Bailey. So I think that if we can slow them down, we give ourselves a really good chance.
All right, that is head coach Lauren Hansen of the Iowa City Regals heading into the state tournament there, taking on Hinton. Hey, Coach, appreciate the time on you getting this in, and good luck the rest of the way.